Hello and welcome to the Unverified Podcast. I'm your co-host, Spooky Wagon, and with me today is Mr. 50 Cal. How are we doing today, Mr. 50 Cal?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. How are you doing?
I can't complain. It's cold down here in Florida. It's been cold the past few days.
Here in Pennsylvania.
20? No. Nope.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm glad I live down here.
Gotta love the north.
All right, so let's start this off. Who is Mr. 50 Cal?
Well, for starters, I'm a father to two sons, stepfather to two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Married, welder by trade, 41 years old, living up in Pennsylvania. Pretty much, I love the outdoors, fishing. Haven't done any hunting in a while, but I do enjoy hunting. Gun enthusiast.
Oh, there you go.
Guns. Blow some stuff up when you can, you know. Legally, of course. I like dabbling a little bit of metal art, making, you know, different things out of metal, welding them up, and creating something new.
Oh, that's neat.
Pretty much, you know, I'm a diehard Steelers fan. I like to crack a couple cold ones from time to time, and don't mind traveling.
I know you like to cook, too.
About it for me. I mean, sum me up.
So I guess that's where you got your name, Mr. 50 Cal.
That I got kind of put it together because I enjoy like first person shooter games, stuff like COD. Used to play a lot of Rainbow Six, Tom Clancy games. Kind of veered away from them. Got stuck on Warzone lately because it's kind of addicting, even with potato aim. It makes you want to push to do a little bit better.
Yeah, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, it's kind of how I picked it up. I just, you know, related it all about first-person shooters and tried to keep all my socials the same. And
was that your first name?
Promoted, of course.
Well, like, no, as a streamer.
No, no. You can call me 50 Cal, but... I'm not sure if I heard that question correctly, but.
Oh, no, I was saying, was that your first, like, gamer tag? Like, was that your first mainstream name that you used?
No, actually, I had one that I picked that I didn't even pick. It was through when you go to sign up for an Xbox account, you can either pick one. If it's taken, you can let them pick one for you. So I let them pick one for me. It was Golden Wand.
Gold?
I thought was kind of funny, so I kept it for a while, because, you know.
So that's what you started off with, right? Like, is gaming on Xbox?
Yeah, pretty much 90% of my gaming was done on Xbox. The wife actually just recently got me into playing Cold War, or Warzone on PC.
How you liking the PC?
Controller. It is night and day different. Or a console, the graphics are 10 times better. You can change your field of view, you know, widen it out to get more viewing. Second, a step above the console player, able to cut corners quicker and get a shot off before they even know you're there.
It is a lot more fluid.
Yeah, it's just so much.
And you said you're playing on controller?
Yes, yeah. I'm not a mouse and keyboard guy. I mean, I grew up in a house that didn't really have PCs, so I never really had the use for one, you know. We didn't really have one at our availability, so played console from Nintendo, Atari, further up.
Yeah, I had a Nintendo.
So I've gone through. I had the Atari to start out with. One of my neighbors, buddies had was called an Intellivision, and it was just two games preloaded on a system, and you hooked it into your TV, and that's what you got to play. And then Atari came out, started pushing a lot more games, and Nintendo, first year Nintendo came out, probably 50 games. And then just went Super Nintendo, Xbox. There were some odd consoles in between, but I didn't really stick around with.
Yeah, I actually started off with Nintendo, then went to PS1, 2, and 3, and couldn't afford the PS4, so I got a pretty cheap Xbox One. And just the graphics from like a PS3 to PS4 or Xbox 360 to Xbox One, that was night and day too.
These kids nowadays don't know what we had. We had like one D-pad and two buttons growing up, starting on Nintendo.
Yeah, we didn't even
And
know what a joystick was on a controller.
the brains it takes to use these ones nowadays is a lot more. I mean, you got we have about 10 different buttons you got to switch through,
It's not as easy. So,
Absolutely not.
what rig are you actually using?
As far as the PC, we had one built from CyberPower. I'm kind of PC illiterate. I could pretty much, excuse the French, mess up a wet dream when it comes to this one because I don't know anything about PC.
Oh, so you don't
Really,
know
it
what you're
was
running in
more
it?
custom. Well, we are running. I'm learning slowly. Don't quote me verbatim. I can actually pull up. One sec, I can pull up and tell you verbatim. If basically, we're running an Ryzen 9, which is last year's model, and
That
the
a Ryzen
specs of
7?
these things kind of it's the Ryzen 9. We're
Hmm.
running a Ryzen 9 right now. We've got deep cool fans, 240EX. RGB 240 millimeters, liquid cooling. We're running 1 terabyte hard drive. That's the blue SATA 3 or whatever we're running. Hard drive 2 is 1 terabyte as well. It's a star, and also we got the 6 gigabyte SSD. So I'm guessing from what she built it, she said one of them's a hard drive, one of them's a solid state drive.
Yeah.
This is kind of Greek to me. I'm told that the performance on an SSD is 10 times better than a regular hard drive.
Absolutely. It's a solid state,
We
so.
got, yeah, we got 32 gigs of HyperX memory.
Nice,
We got three
nice.
monitors that are ASUS. They're 27-inch monitors, 920 by 1080, which run up to 165 hertz. And then we also have a Samsung 32-inch LCD, which is kind of like what we use to put some stuff on
Oh, just to watch and
power.
whatnot.
Well, we have a Go XLR mixer that we run, which allows for voice changing and more fine-tuning of your voice, which also helps for like any of the background noise. You kind of tweak it a little bit more to get the hold better and tighter. So if somebody drops something on the floor, it's not. The graphics card we're running in this right now is the MSI GeForce 2070. When we had this built, the newest one, the 3080, was not out. So
Yeah,
she had
everybody
to
wants one
decide
of
to go
those.
with it. Yeah, performance I hear is just phenomenal on those things.
So, I met you a while back and you were streaming. I don't know what your base was at that point, but what platforms did you start using when you decided to go start, start streaming?
When we first started out, we started out, my wife and I both started out on Mixer. She had a Twitch account for a long time, but never really got into streaming on it. She actually started out before I did, and then I got into it after seeing, like, hey, this is kind of cool. Like, I'm a people person. My gaming might be on par, but I can vibe with people and chat, strangers. So
Yeah,
we went on
absolutely.
Mixer. Mixer decided to shut down. And when they shut down, we pushed everything over Twitch. So we're over on Twitch.
Right, is that the only platform you use right now is Twitch?
Yeah. I mean, we use other socials to promote. So, like, if anybody's looking to get involved into something like streaming, one problem is try to all of your social same so that it's easy to find you on all the platforms.
Yeah, keeping your name the
So
same is
that
pretty
being
important.
said, Instagram, on Facebook Gaming, keep your name the same for Twitch, Facebook Gaming, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all of them. Keep your platforms the same name so that people can just, hey, I wonder if Mr. 50 Cal's on, on Instagram. They look up my name, boom, there you go. It's not, hey, what is this? And you got five different names for the platform.
Yeah, it's important to keep it all the same. I mean, you never know who's going to follow you or see your stream. And they might go like, oh, I wonder if he's
Exactly.
on YouTube because, I'm on my phone. I don't have Twitch. Don't want to deal with all that right
Right.
now. But I got YouTube. Let me see or something.
Exactly.
Another one for you. Did you expect to put this much time and in money into streaming? Because I know it can be costly.
Yes and no. The amount of money we put in, I built a whole stream room from basically an old storage room in my basement. When COVID first hit, we had some money set aside, and then obviously, the stimulus came through, whatever, and I figure I'm gonna make some, use of the money and not just waste it. So I remodeled a stream room into the basement, and I saved a bunch by doing it myself. But between like the PC and the stream room itself, like fully gut, fully built, all the electrical, everything I did on my own, just with some borrowed tools, we're looking over 11 grand and stuff. The PC alone was over 3,500, PC and monitor. But we wanted to
Jeez.
make sure that we had the right stuff to do the job. We had tried with a cheaper computer, but it was so rough. We had so many issues, whether it be, voice cutting out or, images messing up. That's just why we ended up picking up one of the Elgato capture cards, because we were streaming from Xbox onto PC. It was something we needed to basically get everything right on that end as well. So the time, I definitely kind of, I had already expected some time to go into it. We don't necessarily put as much time as some of the bigger streamers, basically because we have a family, so it's a little bit harder to, juggle things with four kids, two people streaming, and, of family life as well.
Yeah, it can be
So
hard unless
for
you're full
me,
time to do something like that. I've seen
and you
people
juggle a
go,
job.
do what?
And yeah, and you got to juggle a full-time day job,
I mean, working, kids, family. A home to take care of, vehicles. It's hard to stream. But when you do find the time to
Exactly.
stream, it's very enjoyable.
Oh, you meet a lot of great people. I mean, yeah, you're gonna meet some assholes to get pissed off with hot mics and stuff if you're playing games with like first-person shooters. But for the most part, the gaming community as a whole is phenomenal. Take that same person that was toxic that you just killed, but if he ends up on your team and you're getting dubs, the dude could be the best dude in the world. He just has a bad attitude when he loses because, nobody wants to lose.
That's true.
I mean,
How would you say you, or how much time would you say that you put into streaming when you're not behind the screen?
Well, I would say that my wife probably puts more of that time in for us as a whole than I do, because there's a lot of stuff, as I've said, and I'll reiterate time and time again, my PC capabilities and understanding of a lot of the different softwares and stuff are kind of lacking. She's currently right now working on different stuff to upgrade the stream, putting GIFs in and stuff like that. For the last couple weeks, she's been down there 9, 10 hours a day working on, upgrading stuff for the streams, both mine and hers, trying to get things to keep it up and fresh. And you can spend, I mean, if you add in TikTok, if you wanted to start editing your own TikToks and, doing different stuff to put yourself out there on other platforms to be seen, you could spend upwards of 40 hours a week, regular day job, on top of streaming. If you are capable of having that time to spend, you could do it. I mean, the grind is really what you want to do.
Yeah, I've noticed that since I've started streaming, that there's a lot more to streaming than just flipping on a game, putting on a webcam, having a fancy stream for people to
Set up.
view and talk to people. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
set up. It's so much more than that. There's more to every placement, looking up new hooks. There's game captures, making sure all that's set up right, timing, schedules, all that on top of your normal day-to-day life. It's not easy, but if it's something you enjoy, it's worth it.
And then you got to add in with getting into communities and talking to other people and, you know, networking with other streamers, being a part of their community as well, you know, getting your name known. And that doesn't mean going in and dropping, you know, hundreds of dollars in donos and gifted subs in people's streams just to get noticed. You know, you don't got to buy your way into somebody's community. The easiest way is just go in, be yourself, be positive, bring in a good attitude to the stream that you're going to watch, and you'll be amazed that the people will start flocking to you. You know, it's people that you want to surround yourself with, the people like you are as a whole. You know, I like to think that even though, excuse the French, I know I'm an asshole, I'm a good-hearted person. So if I'm on your side, I'm that asshole for you. You know, I want people that are honest with me. So when I see people like that in chat that are positive and mean well, but aren't yes men, those are the people I tend to bring myself around and start chatting with. And when I walk into a, you know, somebody's stream and I see that person in there, I'm saying, hey, what's up to not only the streamer, but the other people that I'm friends with in those. And just by doing stuff like that, you start to build your own community without trying to do a follow for follow or a self-promotion, which both are frowned upon. You know, you're building yourself just by how you are as a person. Picture it going out to a bar. You're sitting at a bar, you're having a beer with, you know, after work, you got out of work, you're having a beer. You start talking to somebody at the bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
You may say, this dude's a pretty cool person. You know, next time I'm in there, you sit next to that person, you start up another conversation. It's kind of like that, but it's not face-to-face. You're interacting with other people in other communities, but building friendships with not only the streamer, but also the community.
So you'd say presence is pretty important.
Yeah, make yourself, and when I say make yourself known, I don't mean walk in and say, hey, everybody, I'm fucking here, you know. I mean, like, yeah. You know, when you come into a stream, you obviously say hi to the, you know, the streamer, ask how the day is going, how the stream's going, how games have been going. But then, you know, the people that you may have noticed, how's everybody in chat? You know, if it's the first time in stream, how's chat doing? How's everybody doing? You'll see the people that'll reach out to you as well. And those are the ones that maybe, you know, you want to focus some time on just BSing with as well. You know, don't hesitate to say, like, you know, it's my first time hanging out in this stream. I found it through so-and-so or was looking at it, and it seems pretty cool so far. I love the community. Everybody seems like they got positive vibes or whatever, you know. And that you'll be surprised. Like I said, you just kind of – you'll pick your communities that you like, the streamers you enjoy.
So in the past couple of months, you said you and your wife have both been streaming. You guys have a – community of what, upwards over 1,000?
With my wife, from how long she had been, you know, obviously networking in, you know, around Twitch as a whole, she's probably, I think, around 2K. I'm pushing 400. She's been around it way longer than me, and, you know, with her being a stay-at-home mom, would have time to kind of get into communities and chat more with people. That influx kind of jumped whenever Mixer shut down. You know, she started getting a lot more follows as well, you know, as did I, due to the fact that a lot of the streamers were like, hey, let's all keep in touch, post your links, everybody follows, so that we can keep you together, you know, and you pick and choose who to follow. Like, I didn't go through and follow everybody.
Yeah.
Not me. You know, I'm picking who I was friends with, who I followed through Mixer, and I carried them over here, just to make sure that, you know, we sat there and literally screenshot, you know, a couple pages of people that we would follow, and we transferred them over to their, you know, new Twitch, or we would try to follow them when they post their link in certain sections. And that way we kept up with our friends over from Mixer on the
So you would say that as far as your community goes, like you said, it can be kind of frowned upon to do follow for follow, and I know a ton of people do that.
Absolutely.
I would almost prefer
Absolutely.
like I would prefer to have 50 followers that I game with and talk to nearly every day as opposed to 5,000 followers and I only talk to two or three.
100%. Because you're gonna get view. You're gonna get. Put it this way: follow for follow will get you numbers. If you are trying to say get an affiliate, where you need 50 follows. The problem with that is it doesn't get you the viewers. Sure, I can go follow you, you could follow me, but the likelihood that either one of us are going to pop into each other's stream and hang out unless we've had some other version of conversation is slim to none. And that's why so many people frown upon it, and the same with self-promo. Don't go into your stream and self-promote yourself. If I see that happen, I'm going to make sure I don't follow that person for that reason, even if they come back with good intentions and are considering, chatting with the community that they just promoted it.
Yeah, I'm big on YouTube like
You're
that. I
there
love
for
good YouTube videos, but I hate when people are like, take a second, like, subscribe. Like, if I like it, I'll like it. If not, I won't. But like,
Right.
don't force me or don't put the idea in my head. If I like your content, I'm gonna be all about it, but I don't need you to tell me every single time to do it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if I had a YouTube, I'd be like, hey, if you like what you've seen, sure, hit the subscribe. If you don't, hey, scroll on to the next video. It's okay. You
We'll do
know,
something
like,
different next time.
yeah. Maybe the next video will get your attention and make you want to stick around. And that's the thing, like, self-promotion is just so tacky. It's like you're going into somebody who's working hard for their community and to build their group, and you're basically trying to suck off of their work. It's just tacky.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of not only do I not like self-promoting, I really just don't ever do it. And I don't have a lot of followers on my platforms, but the people that do follow, I play with all the time.
Right, quality over quantity.
Absolutely. So, another question for you. Do you guys plan to go big? Like, do you guys want to make affiliate? Do you guys want to turn this into a part-time job kind of thing? Or is this literally just doing it for fun?
Currently, we both are affiliates on Twitch platform, which means we can start accepting donations, bits, and subs, which we get a portion of both the subs and the bits when they get, dropped in stream. Donos, we set up a link, whether it be through PayPal or whoever you use, Venmo, whatever they, you can set up. We use PayPal. But you can actually set it up and, the whatever fees that app would charge you is obviously what would get tacked out, but you get pretty much 100%, minus their fees.
Okay. Yeah, I've been asked a
But
few
would you
times
love
if.
to make it big?
Yeah, I was about to say I've been asked a few times. I would love to be known of, but I do not want to go big. I do not want to make money
Right.
off of my streams. I would love to have a community where I hop on after a hard day of work or, for other people out there, like a long day at school or something, and be able to talk to people and never have a boring night. I mean, you're gonna have them from time to time, but I'd say in the last year to 2 years, I've never had a night where, or a day if I'm off and I want a game, where there's not at least 5 to 10 people that are like, hey, what's up? How's your day going? What are you trying to play today? Like, it's motivating. And
Right.
I'm never going to put finances before that. I mean, if I can
No,
make
and
money
when you're
doing it,
looking at
great, but I'm not looking to do that.
Streaming, you don't do it for the wrong reason. You do it to build a community, to game with other like-minded individuals. Don't go in and say how much money.
Yeah, don't
Let
want
that
it too
money
much.
come. Don't turn it down. Let the money come, but don't turn and say like, I'm only doing this for the money. No, do it for the community, build up the community. It's nice to see a couple extra $100, $1,000.
Oh, absolutely.
You're just gaming and hanging out.
So, one more question before you, and I'll let you go.
Sure.
Any advice to somebody who wants to set up a stream that's never done it? that has set up a stream. They're struggling. They've been at it for months. They've only got like two or three followers. Their chats are always dead. Their views are always down to like one or two. Any advice for people like that?
All right, so I mean, my biggest recommendation would be is, do some research, figure out what you want to, if you want to stream games and real life stuff or whatever, and do your homework as far as looking at your setups. Talk to somebody that's going to give you the lowdown on if certain games are going to run too much or what you need in a PC. I got lucky. My wife knew more about it than me. So she knew what she wanted. We got it built. She can not only do graphic design, we can stream game. The second portion would be, make sure you grind. Come up with good content, constantly update things, and don't hesitate to ask people for advice as long as you do it in the correct way. You can ask a streamer for advice, just don't do it right in the middle of their stream. Hey, I sent you a whisper, got a question for you. That's fine, but don't say, hey, I'm trying to become a new streamer. Can you give me some advice? People tend to frown upon that because there you go, self promo. Don't follow for follow. Don't do that self grind. Get to know other communities, people in other communities. Because you never know if you're a good person in one community, that person that you're now hanging out in their community could raid you.
And
100
those are good.
viewers could come your way with just a snap of a finger, just like that.
Yeah, I've seen those happen. Those are
So
pretty
those would be
awesome.
my. Yeah, I mean, when we first got over on Twitch, I got raided by a gentleman by the name of Aloha Mai. I think he popped in with like 60 plus viewers. I couldn't tell you how nervous I was, dude. My hands were shaking. I'm like, all right, I'm used to like five, maybe 10 at most in one time. And here I am to get 60 people plus the people I already had in chat. But I'm like, I shouldn't be nervous because I'm already spent enough time in that community that just raided me to where everybody knows me. But it's a little nerve-wracking.
Like I was saying, I've noticed a lot of people do get nervous when they feel like they're on the spot or something. And I would say that's one of my biggest advice to streamers is be yourself. Be courteous to others and, don't try not to talk about touchy subjects, but just be yourself. Be calm, be cool. Whether you have 1,000 people
Yeah,
watching you
and I
or
would
two
agree for
people,
that the most part.
yeah.
The touchy subjects you can definitely stay away from. But, I'm the type of person where I'm not going to sugarcoat shit. When somebody asks me something, I'm going to say it the way it is. Because I'm not a yes man, and I feel that I would want people to say, like, if I'm being a jerk somewhere, I want them to be like, yo, you need to simmer down. Like, you're being a jerk. So I also don't want somebody saying, dude, that video was amazing and the video was crap. You want honesty around you as well. So
Yeah, surround
be able to
yourself with
take that
honest
con
people.
constructive, yeah, constructive criticism, be able to take that as well.
That's good too. A lot of people have an issue with, hey, I put forth my effort. Where's my trophy? Where's my cookie? And streaming's not like that. You can play the best game of your life and only have two people see it. And you can't get upset
Exactly.
that you're not getting the views, you're not getting what you want because you want it too much. That's not why you should do it. You should
Right.
game to game because you love gaming. And you want to share your
Exactly.
experiences with other people, especially bigger communities, smaller communities. And knowing that you're the one in control of your stream, just keep going. Like you said, put the grind out there. Just keep going. Have fun. Continue to do it. And I've had some of my best moments streaming. I've done horrible. We all have done horrible. And those make some of the best moments. You don't have to win every game.
Right. And the other piece of advice, like even if using, like I say about using other platforms, and I've been seeing a lot of people comment, about it, where people are using, say, TikTok, and they're putting all these snipe shots up. When I first jumped on her, that's what I did. Good shots. But anybody can have 10 good shots in a night of streaming, and clip them and put them together. Where to be different is just make unique content. I myself have to work on that. I don't really mess with TikTok all like that. I maybe have 8 videos on there, and it's not even really been, what people are saying, like TikTok's the way to go. Start putting yourself on TikTok and make creative videos. Not, hey, look at my snipe shot. Hey, look, I just wiped out a squad. Everybody's doing that. Do something creative.
Yeah, it's important today to be not necessarily the next big thing, but think ahead of the crowd. Well, I can go ahead and wrap that up. I'll put all of your information and all the links below, above, to the left or right, whichever way they go, if that's all
All
right with
righty.
you.
Nate, hey, not a problem.
All right, man. Well, I'll chat with you later. Hopefully, we'll have a good game coming up here
Yeah,
tonight
man.
or tomorrow or something like that. But yeah.
I'll be live later on if you want to jump in, bro. We can run some games.
All right, Mr. 50 Cal. I'll catch you later, man.
All right, sounds good, brother.